I'm an announcer paying guys to come this year, but can't see the red light. Before we begin the Sukkiyah of Chalitin, just to finish the first position regarding Esrog Shavalila, we pointed out the Machlokas Rishonim as far as Chumas and Maisus is concerned, regarding Chumas Peros, the sheet of the Rambam against Rashi and Tosfos, and the third sheet to that of the Ravid, and furthermore the issue of Orlan L'Chutz La'aretz, what is its relationship to Orlan Eretz Yisrael, Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Gonim in Perek Yudah, Bokos Machalos Asuros, whether Revai applies in Chutz La'aretz or not. And Reb Chaim points out, without using this exact terminology, that the machlokas is what type of halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is it regarding Orla in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara tells us later in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis that we assume it's a halacha. Rav Yochanan says halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and two possibilities: to what extent is this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim an extension of Orla in Eretz Yisrael? To what extent do we assume that no, that Orla in Chutz La'aretz is a halacha hamechadeshes? The pasuk says Kisa Vavol Ha'aretz. But as Reb Chaim points out, one could understand that pasuk in two very different ways. One way is where the Chiyav Orla applies, only in Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is halacha mechadeshes. The other possibility is that no, the Torah is telling us when the Chiyav of Orla begins. The answer is Kisa Vol Haaretz. Where does it apply? If I didn't have this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, I would have said it only applies in Eretz Yisrael itself. So therefore, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim tells us that no, that it applies even in Chutz La'aretz as well, but Orlan Chutz La'aretz is rooted in this very parsha. This is a halacha ha-mefareshes. The machlokis is, what about Revai? There we don't find an explicit halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The question is, can you argue if Orla, then obviously Revai? Well, that depends. If this is all rooted in that parsha, and what applies in Chutz La'aretz is an extension of the Chiyuv in Eretz Yisrael, then just as Orla, so to Revai, and that is the sheet of the Gaonim. And the Rambam disagrees and maintains that is not true. The parsha is limited to Eretz Yisrael, this is halacha mechadeshes, and in such a case, then there is no Revai in Chutz La'aretz, there is only Orla. And that is the Rambam's position. The Rambam also writes in Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Aleph, has mentioned that if a person will violate this Isser of Orla in Chutz La'aretz, the Malkus is only Malkus Mardos Darabanan. There is no Malkus Daraisa. Why is this true? Because if something is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, then you don't find Malkus. The difficulty, though, is the following. Is that really true, that there's never Malkus for Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? The Rambam has cases where certainly there is Malkus on Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The Gemara tells us, right in the very end of the second parak of Sanhedrin, that if you have a Kohen who is an Orel, who does Avoda, he violates Nisid HaRaisa, right, that he's not allowed to do Avoda, and Avoda is Mechulalas. How do you know that this is true? The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel. The Gemara says, how can it be a pasuk in Yechezkel? The Gemara says, no, it's Halach Moshe Mitzrayim. It's redacted in Yechezkel, Orolev, Orobasar. However, it's a Halach Moshe Mitzrayim that a Kohen Orel, Sha'ovad, Avodaso Psuma. So Rashi writes later in Sanhedrin, and that Pei Dalin Amar Aleph, Rashi writes that a Kohen or El Sha'avad is in a loke. It's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And there's no Malkus on Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That fits in very nicely. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash in Perek Vav that a Kohen or El Sha'avad is loke. So the Rambam writes that it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, but nonetheless there is Malkus. How can that be? So if you look in that Rambam, this Kasha is resolved. Because the Rambam writes a great Chiddush, and that is the Dino Kizar. A Kohen Orel, the Psul is Betoras Zar. If he's an Orel, he doesn't have the requisite Kedushas Kohen La'avoda, and in such a case, it's as though a Zar is doing Avoda. In earlier years, we gave a Shira on Mechusar Begadim, where we raised the issue of Mechusar Begadim, Yitur Begadim. What type of Psul is that? Is that a separate Psul? Or maybe it means that no, if a Kohen is not wearing Big Day Kahuna, so he doesn't have a Kedushas Kohen La'avoda. After all, the Gemara writes in Zvachim Daf Yuches, Bizman Shebigdein Aleihen, Kuhunasin Aleihen. When a Kohen wears the Bigdei Kuhuna, it's Mekadesh the Kohen. He has a Kedushas Kohen La'avoda. And perhaps when he doesn't wear the Bigdei Kuhuna in such a case, he is considered to be as though a zar is doing avodah. That's what the Rambam writes again in Perek Yud, the Tosfos Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam writes that the psula mechusar begadim is a zar. And the Rambam writes a chiddush further, that not only is that true of mechusar begadim, that's even true of yitzur begadim. We discussed that chiddush also, no? What could have been mechaleh? Mechusar begadim, you don't have the requisite kedusha. Yitzur begadim, maybe one could have argued that's a separate psula. The Kohen is wearing big day kuna plus. No, Bashab Shab, the Rambam writes, if there's levisha shaloki hilchasa, so therefore the Kohen does not have a kedushas Kohen, lavoda, that is considered to be dino kizar. So the Rambam writes the chiddush that mechusar begadim is not an independent issur, but rather dino kizar. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Halachos Bias HaMikdash when it comes to a Kohen who is an arel. In other words, using our terms, so therefore the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that a Kohen arel cannot do avoda, that's not halacha hamechadeshes. This is not a new category at all. This is a critically important detail. No? This halacha Moshe Mitzrayim tells us that a person who is an arel is dino kizar. But the psul is batara zar. So therefore the Rambam writes a zar shah, but of course there's malchus daraisa. So even within the Rambam, Mineu Bein, you have two different models of halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. What the Rambam writes is true of Arla, is not true of a Kohen who is an arel. No, Kohen arel is halacha hamifareshes. Arla and Chutzlar is halacha hamachadeshes. So the Rambam himself has two different models. The challenge always is whenever you have halacha Moshe Mitzrayim to be able to determine which is it? Is it halacha mechadeshes or is it halacha hamefareshes? And earlier Shiuri mentioned a further example of a stira within the Rambam regarding the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim, the sugi in the very beginning of Meseches Tainus, and Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. One of the mitzvahs of Sukkot, you know, is the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim. What is its source? How do you know that there is a mitzvah of nisuch hamayim? So the Gemara quotes several possibilities in Tanaim. One view is Rabbi Mebeseira, that says, you find in the Pasuk, Nisuch HaMayim. Where do you see that that's true? Well, the Torah mentions the various karbanos that are brought throughout the days of Sukkot, and there's the ribui in the Pasuk when it comes to day 2, day 6, and day 7. When it comes to day 2, the Pasuk says, V'niskehem, with an extra mem. When it comes to day 6, the Pasuk says, Unisacheha, with an extra yud. When it comes to day 7, the Pasuk says, Kemishvatam, instead of Kemishvat. So therefore, mem, yud, mem, spells out mayim. That's what Rabbi Bevseir says, that you have a pasuk that refers to the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim. And Rabbi Nechemya maintains that no, that nisuch hamayim is a halacha l'moshe misinai. So Rabbi Nechemya is explicit halacha l'moshe misinai. Rabbi Bevseir has a drasha based on a pasuk. Now Tosus writes, when we cut it up, give him a base, That's just a remez ba'alma. That's a remez ba'alma. This mem yud mem. Rabbi Yudim Ebeseira's Kiddush is not really a drasha gemura, but rather it's simply a remez. But the Rambam apparently disagrees. The Rambam raises the following issue. The Rambam is found in the Pirush Mishnayis, in Zvachim, in Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Vav, the Rambam writes the following. If a person is menaseich b'chutz, is there an onesh or is there not? If a person goes ahead and does avoda b'chutz, so certainly someone is chayim. Halav b'chutz, a person is chayim. What happens if a person does nisuch hamayim b'chutz? Is there an onesh? Is there an onesh? After all, the whole concept of nisuch hamayim is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So if the nisuch hamayim is done b'chutz, is that comparable to avoda b'chutz or is it not? So the Rambam writes a fascinating chiddush in the Pirush Mishnayis that, you know what? This depends on the makor of nisuch hamayim. It depends on the makor of nisuch hamayim. That's what the Rambam writes. It's unbelievable, no? If you hold like Rabbi Mimaseira that nisuch hamayim is found in the pasuk, in such a case, the pasuk tells us nisuch hamayim is an avoda, and in such a case, that's comparable to avoda b'chutz, and therefore there'll be malchus. If, however, you assume like Rabbi Nechemya in such a case, it's based on halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, then in Oshin, there's no onesh halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. In other words, the Rambam maintains that the halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim of nisuch hamayim is halacha hamachadeshes. Using our models, it's similar to the case of Orel and Chutzlaret, like our sugya, not the Kohen who is an Orel. And yet, the Rambam writes the opposite, right, in the Yara Chazaka. Because in Yara Chazaka, the Rambam just paskins, Nochot Tzmimu Musafim, Perek Yud Halacha Vav, The Rambam Paskin said Nisuch HaMayim is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Perek Yutes, Halacha Gimel, Paskin's Menaseh Bachutz is Chayim. The Rambam doesn't discuss the whole issue, but the Piskei Dinim in the Rambam. On the one hand, it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. On the other hand, they're Chayim. There's an Onesh. What does that mean? How can there be an Onesh Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? The answer is, this is like the case of Kohen Aro. This is the Halacha HaMefareshes. So the Rambam is explicitly on a chazaka, this halakha Moshe Mitzinai is mefareshes. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos writes that no, if you assume it's halakha Moshe Mitzinai, it's a halakha mechadeshes. And the only basis of an onesh is if you hold like Rabbi Mbeseira, that there's a drush in the parsha for this purpose. It's not so uncommon, but different shittas. The Rambam is reflecting in the Pirush Mishnayos and in the Yad HaChazaka. But that's a case of Minei Obey, where you have two possibilities within the Rambam. And we learned Melech HaShabbos, so he pointed out that L'chori is the Chiddush of the Ran and the Balamor, and the Mishnah of Ayin Gimel on Shabbos, that the person is Mavr Dalamas B'Shus HaRabim. That's Nisr, no? What's the basis? Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. No, the Ran is bothered. That, why is that mentioned in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah lists all of the Avos Malachos, why doesn't it mention Mavrodanus Rishus HaRabim? What's the answer that the Ran gives in the Balamor? That what do you mean? Hamotim Rishus L'Rishus. Mavrodanus is just a form of Motim Rishus L'Rishus. Dalet Amos is considered to be Rishus Shel Adam, and therefore if you take a Chepetz out of the Dalet Amos, it's like you took it out of a Rishus. So what exactly is that? Is that Divrei Agada, Divrei Drush? What the Ran is telling us? That Mavra that Amos is comparable to Motzim Rishus to Rishus. Pashav Shat, that's a great Chiddush Lahalacha. The Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, that when it's Chayyah for Mavra that Amos Rishus to Rabim, is not Halacha Mechadeshes, but rather, that is an act of Hotzah Mirishus to Rishus. This is Halacha HaMefareshes, not Halacha Mechadeshes. But that's critical in terms of answering the question, not for now, are there any differences between Mavra that Amos as opposed to Motzim Rishus to Rishus? The Ran writes that Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is not an independent one, but rather, simply, that is the Hagdara of Mavir Dar Amos, that this is an act of being Motzim Rishus L'Rishus. So these are various critical models. This is what Reb Chaim touches on in Perek Yud Hilchos Machalos Asuros, right? But again, very relevant to the issue of the Chiyuv Orla in Ravai in Chutzpah. The Gemara Daf Gimel tells us the following Chiddush, that there is a minyan adoration. And what is that coming to exclude? So the Gemara tells us the following possibility that Mayute Chalipin, to tell us Nisha's Niknes Bekesav Shtar Abimia, when it comes to Chalipin, that certainly is not true. On what basis would you assume that this is possible? Well, the Gemara says we already have a Gzera Shav of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. And just as when it comes to Sidei Ephron Asada, Chalipin certainly would work. Chalipin is a legitimate way of being Kone Karka. We would say the same thing, Rishu, when it comes to an Isha as well. Kamash Malan, that is not true. Kesef Shtar in Bia, but not Chalipin. The Gemara says, and how do you know that that's true? Good, we see from the Mishnah. Minyan Adoration in Yutei Mai. But how do you know that that, in fact, should be the case? The Gemara says that no. Chalipin is Isnu Apachos Mishava Pruta. And to yourselves now in the Gemara, the Isha Apachos Mishava Pruta, either Lo Makanya or Lo Makanya Nafsha. Either you cannot acquire a woman with pachas fruta, period, or l'matanya nafsho means that a woman will not be willing to undergo the kin of Yishus for that which is pachos mishava fruta. That critical word of nafsho seems to indicate that perhaps in principle this would make sense, if not for the fact that there somehow is ekpedas. Rashi writes that gnaihula. Gnaihula seems to indicate that there is legitimate basis to assume that the kinyan indeed should work. However, there is no willingness on the woman to accept something which is pachos mishava pruta. If one would argue that fundamentally there is no place for a kinyan chalipin at all, so therefore, what do you have to come on to gnai hula mean? No? I simply assume that mehefa tasting. There's no possibility for chalipin to work, period. We're going to see on the Ches, for example, that there are certain cases where a kinya chalipin does not work. So why not argue that a kinya chalipin does not work when it comes to issues as well? If you have to introduce that word of nafsha, and as Rashi says, because somehow gnayula, that seems to indicate on some level that there is a strong basis to allow for a kinya chalipin, if not for the fact that Gnaihula, and therefore she is not willing to go in to accept Kesef Kedushin. So we'll have to see. We'll see soon the Tosfos Nafches Amud Aleph, the second Tosfos, right? Are there any limitations to a Kinyan Chalitin? Before we get there, just simply the following. We pointed out, not so long ago, the issue between the Pnei Yeshua and the Nesivos when it comes to Kinyanim in general. Kinyanim in general. The Mishnah, right, later in Kedushin on Daf Chof Beis tells us that an Eved Kanani is Niknes Bekesev, Bishtar, Uvichazaka. And Shmuel says the following Kiddush, in addition to Kesev, Shtar, and Chazaka, a Kinyan Meshicha works as well. Amar Shmuel, Eved Kanani, Niknebe Meshicha. The Pnei Yeshua pointed out is bothered. Mehechatesi? How do you know that in fact is true? After all, an Eved is Sukash Lakarka. So if an Eved is Sukash Lakarka, we certainly understand Kesev, Shtar, Chazaka. We understand. Shmuel says there is a Kinyan that works when it comes to Eved Knani that does not work when it comes to other cases. Mehechatesi? Where do you see that in fact that is true? That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. The Pnei Yeshua has two different terusim. Teretz number one is the following. Well, the Torah recognizes a Kinyan Meshicha. And therefore, I would have said that Meshicha should work generally. The Makar of Meshicha should allow Meshicha to be a universal Kinyan. But there is a miut in the Pasuk. There is a miut in the Pasuk of La'am Yisecha. Right, we'll see this Tosis. Right, Vishapachos Vishavapruta. There is a miut in the Pasuk of La'am Yisecha limiting Kinyan Emetaltalin. And that is that when it comes to Metaltlin, only most kolnos according to Rabbi Yochanan, not when it comes to Meshicha. So Pnei Yeshua writes the following. Well, if that's true, since an Eved is Dino Kikarka, it is not included in that Miut, and therefore there's a Mekar that Meshicha should work when it comes to an Eved Kanani. Okay, right? The Kitzer Nimrats, the first Teres of Pnei Yeshua, there's a Mekar. A Mekar that Meshicha should work. Fine. Then the Pnei Yeshua gives a second teretz, and that is va'od ein danin efsher mi'i efsher. You know why Meshicha doesn't work when it comes to karka? Well, very simply, because pragmatically speaking, it's impossible. How can you perform a kinyan Meshicha on a karka? How can that be? The karka is not the davar ha-metaltel, it's lo naidi, it's fixed, it's stationary. How in the world do you do a kinyan Meshicha? But it's purely pragmatic. But you have an eved who physically one can perform an act of Meshicha, so of course the Kinyan is legitimate. So the Nesivos is very bothered in the very beginning of Kuf Tzarivav. You get the impression from the Pnei Yeshua's second Teretz that Kinyanim should work. The only reason a Kinyan would not work is because pragmatically it cannot function. How do you do a Kinyan Meshicha on Karka? But if you could solve that problem, in other words, Eved, Denaidi, Dino Kakarka, so the Raposhut, the Sarapshutta, that the Kinyan in fact should work. So that's what the Nesivos objects to. That possibility, that without a Makar, it's a Sarapshutta that a Kinyan should in fact work. And if a Kinyan does not work, that's because that practically speaking, you just cannot perform the Maisa Kinyan. But if you could somehow circumvent that problem, then of course the Kinyan work, as in this case the Meshicha, that's what the Nesivos points out, he thinks that is not true. Which Kinyanim work in which context requires a Makar, if it's Xeris HaKasuv, and the issue of whether you can practically perform the Kinyan or not is not going to make or break this issue. And what is the Raya that the Nesivos brings? So the Nesivos Gittin and Afabeis, right, what's found in Shacharach and Simon Reish Beis, and that is when it comes to an Otzitz Nakuv and Otzitz She'ino Nakuv. If you have a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, so that is Dino Kikarka. Dino Kikarka, because it's Yonik Minakarka. If there is a solid bottom, so therefore it's already detached from the karka. It's not Yonik Minakarka. And in such a case, then it is Dino Kimetaltalin. It's not for us now, but whenever you learn issues of karka, metaltalin, there could always be significant confusion because the Gemara uses different terminology. Different terminology. The question is, are these synonymous or are they not? Sometimes the Gemara uses the term of Talosh versus Mechubar. And sometimes the Gemara will use the term of Karka versus Metaltalin. And sometimes the Gemara will use the term of Nechasim Sheyesh L'Nachrayis as opposed to Ein L'Nachrayis. And sometimes the Gemara talks about something which is Islay Tfisas Yad and Islay Tfisas Yad. Are these all synonyms? It all means the same thing, or no? The Rosh Hashanah once gave a lengthy shiur, the Rebbe's father demonstrating that these are not synonymous. There are different halachos in different areas. When it comes to Balchov, when it comes to Shavuos, when it comes to Mi'ila, when it comes to Shabbos, what is considered to be Kark and what is considered to be Metalflin are completely different halachos entirely. Here the Gemara is speaking about Kinyanim when it comes to an Atit, Nakov or Eino Nakov. And the Sivas points out, it's clear from the Gemara that in the realm of Kinyanim, there is a world of difference whether this flower pot has a hole on the bottom or whether it does not. If it has a hole on the bottom, it's dino kikarka, and therefore kinyane karka are necessary to be kone this flower pot. Mashenkin, if it has a solid bottom, it's dino kimetalflin, and therefore kinyane metalflin. Good. The Nesivas points out, you obviously see from that Gemara that the bottom line, pragmatism, is not what is driving the Gemara in terms of which kinyanim will work. The same kinyan meshicha can be performed on a flower pot regardless of whether it has a hole or whether it has a solid base. But they're worlds apart. Dino kekarka, dino kemetalflin, the hadara must be one which is altidin. Therefore, if in fact, that let's say a kinyan chalipin works, when it comes to certain areas lahalacha, it cannot just simply be, right, a practical concern. Is it possible to perform a kinyan chalipin? The fact that chalipin is an almost universal kinyan. Chalipin applies to karka, chalipin applies to metalflin. We're going to see, in the sugya later, cases of halva, that chalipin can create a hischaivus. You can create the shibud, creating hischaivus al yidei kinyan chalipin. Right? Rechosun tish, the baal is mechayiv es atzmo. Right, for the Yikrksuva, the Tosefis, the Nedunya, through a Kinyan Chalipin. He's not being Konekark, he's not being Konemetalflin, he's creating his Chayvus. That can be done al Yedei Kinyan Chalipin. After all, the Pasuk says Chalipin is L'Kayim Koldover. L'Kayim Koldover. Chalipin is considered to be a very universal Kinyan. We'll have to see why that's true. Right, Kesef, right, is used for Karka, maybe not from Metalton, that's Machlokas, other most Konos or not, but yet Chalipin certainly is a universal Kinyan, which is true, Ben Karka Ben, the Metalton as well. What about when it comes to Kedushay Isha? Should Chalipin be utilized as a Kinyan, or do we assume that that is not the case? Tosus is immediately bothered by the following. What is the basis of assuming that this is true? The Gemara says, "Mas sada mekani bechalipin afish mekani bechalipin." So, what exactly does that mean? You have a zera shav of kikha kikha miyaseyafron, and the assumption is whatever works when it comes to karka works when it comes to kedushin. Tosfos says that's not really true. If that's true, so the Gemara should have said this in general, no? And ishas niknis bekesev, right? Shtar and bia. How do you know shtar? Well, why not argue that if shtar is good for sada? So therefore, shtar should be good for kedushin. Kicha kicha miyaseyafron. Or if chazak is good when it comes to a sadeh, chazak should be good when it comes to kedushin. We don't assume that's true. There's no kinyan chazaka for issues. And the fact that there is a shtar kedushin, that you know, that's based on hekesh. No, that's not based on a gzeres shava. That's based on a hekesh. Of makish shava liyatziyah. Just as a get, the shtar can be used. A shtar is the answer to several issues. A shtar kedushin could be used to create issues. So Tosfos says, you see that the issue is not whatever is true of karka is also true when it comes to issue. That certainly is not true. This gzeres shav is a very limited one of kicha kicha mei se efron. When it comes to se efron, it was a kinyan kesef. And the gzeres shav of kicha kicha mei se efron is that kesef is good when it comes to kedushin. Not shtar, not chazaka, only kesef alone. What's the havamina to assume that the chalipin is good? Why chalipin, yes, and why not shtar, not chazaka? The answer is because kesef is good, and chalipin is an extension. Chalipin is me'ein kinyan kesef. That's what the Gemara says. Not that anything which is good when it comes to karka is good when it comes to issues, but we know kesef is good, so as part of the drush of kesef, we should include chalipin. Chalipin as a form, as an offshoot of a kinyan kesef. That, Tosfos assumes, is a shakla v'tari of the Gemara. What is the relationship between a kinyan kesef as opposed to a kinyan chalipin? Are they completely independent kinyanim, or do we assume that no, chalipin is me'ein kesef? So right off the bat, what should come to mind is the following. How do you do a kinyan chalipin? How is that performed? B'shala pishnalo. Right? A kli is given, and that consummates the kinyan. Whose kli? We discussed this earlier. Whose kli is used? This is the machlokes in Bava Metzia and Daf Mem Zayin. Bame konim. Whose kli is used? So this is the machlokes between Rav and Levi. Rav maintains it's Caleb Shokona. Caleb Shokona. And Levi maintains Caleb Shomakne. So right away, Lechora, one could argue as follows, that this possibility of assuming that chalipin is a form of a kinyan kesef, right away that this should be, at most, a machlokas amorayim. One could envision that this is true according to the view of Rav, but not according to Levi, no? Rav maintains that the buyer gives. Well, if the buyer gives a kli, it's not the equivalent of a buyer giving kesef or shava kesef. What's the difference? I can acquire something with kesef. I can acquire something with shava kesef. We were bothered by the Tosfos in the Beis when Tosfos is talking about shava kesef, dino ke kesef. Why doesn't Tosfos raise ishu mekel chamemkar? I can obviously purchase something with shava kesef the Torah's kesef. Well, according to Rav in a kinyan chalipin in kelev shokone, one could argue that perhaps that's a form of a kinyan kesef. That certainly cannot be said according to Levi. No, Levi argues that the kli belongs to the makne. How can that be called a kinyan kesef? The seller provides the kli. The seller is makne the kli to the kona. That is a form of kinyan kesef. Of course not. One thing you see according to Levi is the following, that there's something unusual about a kinyan chalipin. In all other kinyanim, not only kesef, but in all other kinyanim, it is I, the buyer, who take hold of the object, and somehow that is called a hachnasa l'rishus. I demonstrate my Bibles. No? I do a chazaka, I do a mashicha, I do a hagba. And we learned in earlier shiurim, that's considered to be a form of a hachnos l'rishus. How can you argue that, right, the kelev shomakna functions in that way? Parshur Shad, you see according to Levi that chalipin is very, very different. Chalipin is what the Rav termed the hakna of das, a haknami das, a manifestation of smichas das. We discussed another issue about Milo Mikli Mechalipin. Chalipin is not a haknas the Rishus. The Chayfetz is thousands of miles away. So how does the Kinyan Chalipin help? Or you're dealing with the Shibud. No, he's Chayvus. There's nothing tangible, no? The Baal obligates himself to Tosefes Ksuva, it's in the Dunya. How is that true? The answer is there's a Smichas Das, a conveyance of Das. Well, Levi says that's conveyed through the Das Makne. The Das Makne. Who is being Machayiv himself? The Chassan. The Chassan should give something which is his, as a manifestation of his Chayvus. We do not assume that. We assume Allah has the view of Rav, that Chalipin has to be Caleb Shalkona. So now a very interesting Chakira then. If it's considered to be Caleb Shalkona, could one argue that fundamentally Rav and Levi are in full agreement that Kinyan Chalipin is a Haknami Das, and it's a function of Smichat Das? The question is, well, how do you manifest that Das? A detail. When the Pasuk says, B'shalap Yishnalo, whose Nal is it? Is it Caleb Shalkon? Is it Caleb Shalmakne? Whose kli you use as a manifestation of Das? Is my Das, I'm a chayv myself, evident in the fact that I give the kli or that I receive the kli? One can argue one of two ways. Or maybe one can argue fundamentally different. According to Levi, the Caleb Shalmakne, you have to assume this fancy chiddush of Haknami Das. According to Rav, maybe I'll tell you strict, no, and that is that chalipin is a form of main kesef. No? Just as kinyan kesef, obviously it's the kone who supplies the kesef, the kone supplies the kli. And maybe there's a general rule I could apply, and that is that if kesef would work, chalipin should work. If this is a smichas das mehechates, how should you derive that if kesef, yes, chalipin? But if you assume that, no, this is main kesef, maybe one could argue that if kesef, yes, then chalipin. That's what Tosfos says. It's exactly the hamid of the Gemara. That chalipin is main kesef. And therefore, if kesef, then yes, chalipin. And that's why it's including the gzera shav, kicha kikmiyas afro. Not because the gzera shav is broadened to include all kinyan and karka, but rather this kinyan of karka as of kesef. What is the Gemara answer? That cannot be. Because chalipin is isnehu, pachos mishava pruta, period. How can you say that something is considered to be mayin kesef if there's no requirement of shava pruta? Kesef by its very essence is shava pruta. And chalipin can be performed with that which is pachos mishava pruta. So that's true, finished. Chalipin is not mayin kesef. That's fundamentally what the Gemara answers. Nafsha, forget about Nafsha. That's exactly what Tosfos points out. One should not be goreis Nafsha. Why? Gnai Hula. Forget about Gnai Hula. Gnai Hula maintains that there was a legitimate basis to assume this kinyan should work, but there's a problem here. No, there's no basis that it can work. In order to work, you need a makar, kesef, shtar, or bia. It's not shtar, it's not bia. It can only be kesef, it's not either kesef. Because pakusha prutla makanya, period. And therefore, that is an indicator that chalipin is not considered to be me'in kesef at all. That's what Tosfos understands. Tosfos points out that according to Rashi's sheet, it doesn't seem that way. Even the maskana, Rashi writes, l'makanya nafsha, meaning gnai hula, which seems to indicate that somehow, in principle, chalipin should work. And it doesn't work because of the concern of gnai hula. If in principle it should work, perhaps then according to Rav, fundamentally, that chalipin is a form, is related to kinyan kesef. Whether this is or is not true is explicitly machlokes rishonim regarding Eved Kanani. We mention the following, that when it comes to a case of an Eved Kanani, so the Mishnah tells us, in Kedushin Daf Chavez Mabez, an Eved Kanani is nikta b'chalipin, that we learned. Can Eved Kanani be kone es atzmo b'chalipin? That's very unclear. We know that Eved Kanani is kone es atzmo b'kesef u'b'shtar. What about when it comes to chalipin? Well, again, it should be the same lomdus in the sense that if you assume that chalipin is a completely independent kinyan, mechateis. Because as we pointed out with the Nesivos, it's not just an issue of pragmatism, no? You need some makor to indicate that this in fact should be true. But if an Eved Kanani is kones atzmo the kesef, and even the maskana we assume that chalipin is a form of kesef, and it does work in Ishus because of gnai hula, well, maybe it certainly works when it comes to a case in Eved Kanani. That is the machlokes rishon. Tosfos writes in Gittin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis through Maschil Mishum the following. The Gemara tells a story about a Jew who was very ill, who was the Adam, and he had a Shivcha Knanis. The Shivcha Knanis complained to the Adam, "You're very ill, Ad Heichon Tava V'Tishtabe. No, you're going to die, I'm going to have to serve now your sons. All right, isn't it time for me to go free?" So the Gemara says the following, "Shut up. She does not go free as a result. Tosfos points out the following. Why is that true? Why is it that she does not go free? So Tosfos writes that the impression that you get from the Gemara is the following, that the reason she was not kona es atzma was because we assume that chalipin must be kelev shel kona. And this was kelev shel makna. We don't pass like they pass like Rav. So Tosfos says that it seems from the Gemara that the reason that you cannot be Meshachar Nebuchadnezzar through Kinyan Chalipin in that case was only because the Kinyan Chalipin was improper. But Tosfos writes, Aval im haya kelev shokona, haisezocha atza v'chalipin. That's a great Chiddush, Tosfos writes. If she would have given her kli to the Adam, she would go free. Why? You can meshachre an evid knani ayde chalipin because chalipin dama lo kesef. That's what Tosfos writes. And therefore, kol heicha de kesef kani, chalipin nami kani. Tosfos says, levar mi isha, our Gemara is the exception, not the rule. Why is that true? Mishum de v'pachos mishava pruta. Tosfos writes in Gittin Lamedtes, lo mekanya nafsha. Tosfos adds the word. Lo mekanya nafsha. Yeah, very meduya. Why Tosfos adds that word? No? Lo mekanya means these two kinyanim are worlds apart. Lo mekanya nafsha means in principle, chalipin is main kesef, wherever kesef or sleeping should work. The fact that it doesn't work when it comes to issues, that's because of this ancillary concern, gnaihula. The gnaihula doesn't apply when it comes to an evet knani, and therefore that in fact would work. That's the chishutosin getting the lamedes. And this is the machlokas that Rambam and Raya. If you look in Hilchos Avodin, in Perakei Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes that kesef does not work. Against Tosfos, kesef does not work when it comes to an eved. Chalipin does not work. Af agav shekana miyado adayin al shachar she'ein ha'eviot zecherus ella o bekesef o bishtar o berosh eivarim. The Rambam writes in only three ways in shachar an eved: kesef, shtar, rosh eivarim. Not for us now, but interesting, rosh eivarim. Is Rosh Eivarim really an act of Shichra? Right? The Torah just says, if you do this terrible thing to your Eved, he walks. Right? Is that a formal mechanism, right, of Shichra, like Kesef and like Shtar? But the Rambam writes again, an Eved will only go free, Kesef, Shtar, Rosh Eivarim, nothing more. Chalipin is out of the question. Chalipin is not considered to be main Kesef at all. And the Ravid is Masi. The Ravid writes, HaKinyan. Kinyan always means Chalipin. Hakinyan Ilka Kesef. That just as you can Meshachar Neved Knani in that fashion, you know, the same thing is true when it comes to a Kinyan Chalipim as well. Lachora, that's like Tosfos and Gittin Daf Lamed Tes. Lachora, that's our issue. A further machlokas Rambam and Rabbi, perhaps Lashitase, Hilchos Mechira, Perachabtes Alachates. Does the Kinyan Chalipin work when it comes to a Kata? The Rambam writes now, Ein Kinyan Miyad HaKatan Klum. Finished. Chalipin does not work when it comes to a Kata. Midaraisa Katan Zlabardas, but Midrabanan, once a Katan has reached a certain age, will assume that Mechan Mechas, Igilaputos. We see he knows what's going on. In such a case, we'll allow for certain kinyan, albeit rabbanon. We'll allow for certain kinyan. A katan can be a kone. Sometimes we learn that Sechar's makna, a katan be kone midaraisa. Sometimes a katan can be makna, level of rabbanon. The Rambam writes, other kinyanim, not when it comes to a kinyan chalipin. And the Ravid writes, that's not true. The Rambam writes, Shahakinyan lo gara meha kesef. Chalipin is no different than kesef. Boshab Shat asked the Rabbi Lushitase Belkosavadin that kesef works for Shichur Eved, Chalipin works when it comes to Shichur Eved. Chalipin works when it comes to Katnas, like kesef works. And the Rambam assumes that's not true. Why should one assume according to the Rambam it does not work? According to the Rambam, Chalipin is not what comes from Eved. Chalipin is not a form of Kinyan Kesef. Chalipin is a completely different type of Kinyan entirely. Pashup Shat in the Rambam Shita that Chalipin is not main Kesef, it's another form of Kinyan. What type? Well, just as we said, Levi. Levi Kilv Shamachni. See, it's a Hakna Midas. One could argue that's true according to Rambam as well. They argue right in terms of the pasuk v'shalaf ishnalo kedosh shakona kedosh shamachna, but perhaps they agree in terms of the form of kinyan. This is a smichas das. The Soloveitchik explained the following: it's a kinyan of smichas das. One could understand why midrabbanan there should be a difference as well. A katan is a lav bar das. So when the chachamim declare that, despite that fact, we allow certain kinyanim to function when it comes to a katan. So what did the chachamim do? The chachamim don't have magical power that all of a sudden now the katan is a bar das. You know what the chachamim have a right to say? It's true. A katan does not have full das, but we will allow a maisa kinyan to function even without full das. The chachamim can recognize a hagba or a meshicha even without full das. The chachamim do not change the reality. They can say, despite the fact that a katan is lavar das, the maisa kinyan can stand on its own. So one could argue, b'med chram amurim, when there is a maisa kinyan, a hafnas l'rishus, perfect sense. When the katan takes the chepetz and brings it into his rishus, brings it into his home, that's considered to be hachnas rishus. He doesn't have full das. You're right, but midrabanan will forego with that requirement. But if you have a kinyan where there is no hachnas rishus, the entire essence of the kinyan is a hachna midas. So what did the chum declare? You can have a hachna midas b'li das. Or the chum will declare that a katan is a bar das. None of those are possible, no? So therefore, the Rambam writes that chalipin does not work when it comes to a katan, even on level of the Rabbanan. Chalipin is not considered to be main keset. A further indicator, the Gemara Baba Basra and Daf Yudalei raises the following machlokas between Rav and Rav Yosef. Itma, kinyan on ema sai chozek. The person makes the kinyan chalipin, and all of a sudden changes his mind. What is the window of time of chazara? So Rabbi says the following chiddush: kol zman shiyoshvin. As long as they're still seated. They're still seated at the table, and they're still having their power lunch. In such a case, you can retract. Good, that's Rav Shita. And Rav Yosef disagrees and says, no, kol shman sha'oskin ba'oso inyan. As long as they're discussing the details. If all of a sudden now they start discussing a completely new topic, the deal is done, and I cannot say, oh, by the way, I decided to retract. So an important detailed machlokas between Rav and Rav Yosef. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out just the following, and that is, there's a common denominator, and that is that the shir of chazara for chalipin is not the normal shir chazara b'chol tarakula. If I were to ask you what is the zman of chazara for meshicha or hagba or mos, you would not tell me kol zman shiyoshvin. You would not tell me kol zman shioskim oso inyan. The most we would allow a person for chazari is tok redibur. The Gemara, the very end of Maseches Nedarim. Everyone agrees that the window of time of Chazari is broadened for Chalipin, as opposed to others. With an important detail, what's the cap? But apparently you see that it must be different than other Kinyanim. And here apparently the same possible viewer. And that is, if there is a hachnas l'rishus, if there is a matan maos, the skus chazara to undo a hachnas l'rishus, a matan maos, is a very, very limited one. Mamish tokid edibur. But if we're talking about a conveyance of das, a haknami das, so the chachamim assume that that can be undone in a broader fashion. It's a different method of kinyan entirely. Haknami das. When one physically takes hold of the chepetz to undo, right, almost as an usi dibur mavata maisa, that is very, very limited. A broader ability to be mafkia haknami das, within machlokas, Rabban Rav Yosef, exactly what the limitation is. But Pashim Shat again, that detail in terms of Schus Chazara perhaps sheds light, according to the Rambam, that it's a completely different type of Kinyan. Entirely. You find a further Machlokas, the Rambam in Ravid, regarding Chalipin. Here, at first glance, again, but only at first glance, the sheet just seems to switch. This is Hilchos Mechira Perakei Halakha Tes. Do you require Eidos Lekiyam for Chalipin? Very unusual question. Do you require Eidos Lekiyam for Chalipin? So the Rambam writes, absolutely not. Eidos Lekiyam for Chalipin? The Rambam's Mefor is certainly not true. And the Ravid writes, Ein hakomo de b'kinyan. I agree that other kinyanim don't require eidos lekiyam adavar. You go to the grocery store and you buy some food, you don't have to have eidos lekiyam adavar. I'm purchasing this, I'm purchasing that. Of course not. But for kinyan chalipin, you require eidos lekiyam adavar. Wow, that's a very great kiddush. This is what Tosfos discusses at length in Sanhedrin, Davav, Meralev, Demaspot, Tzricha. We're going to discuss this pshara, whether it's pshara tzricha or ina tzricha kinyan. Two people come before a dayan, gives a psak halacha of a pshara. You're claiming 100, you're claiming nothing. 50 is my psak halacha. A kinyan is necessary. The Tosfos discusses why do you need a kinyan? Why do you need a kinyan for pshara? That's the first part of Tosfos. Tosfos suggests a possibility that maybe it's because I claim you owe me $100. If I'm willing to accept 50, I am being mochel. Maybe that's an indicator that mechila requires a kinyan. The first part of Tosfos discusses whether mechila requires a kinyan. And then Tosfos continues with the following. If a kinyan is necessary, kinyan is chalipin, so do you need aidin for that? Does chalipin require aidin? Just the kinyan of it. So this is what Tosfos discusses. The first machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid. The reason I mention that at first glance it seems as though the sheet is flipped, right, is because of the following. Well, if you assume that chalipin is mitam kesef, so you need eidos lekiyam adavar, of course not, no? Kesef does not require in any shape or form eidos lekiyam adavar, of course not. There's nothing to discuss, of course not. If chalipin is a hakna midas, well, so that's an interesting issue. That seems to revolve around what we discussed in the very beginning of the year. If Eidos Lekiyam Adavar is a function of Das, and even when it comes to Davar Shebe'erva, Davar Shebe'erva which requires Das, you require Eidim, and Davar Shebe'erva which does not require Das, you don't require Eidim. For example, as you pointed out, the Rambam Shita, that Kedushin requires Eidos Lekiyam Adavar. But, as the Marchesh has pointed out, there's no mention in the Rambam that Chuppah, Yichud, requires Eidim, because Yichud does not require Das. And furthermore, the Rambam never mentions any requirement of Eidos Lekiyam Adavar when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin. That was the Har of Rav Chaim and Perek Dal of Hilchos Yom HaChalitza. Now, the Tosfos we saw later on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, the two ways of reading the Tosfos, the Shar HaMelech and the Gaon, no? All of that was a Das issue. If Das is required, maybe one could argue it is the Kimadavar is necessary. But in Yibom, where you don't need Das, or maybe even in Isun, where you don't need Das, in such a case, maybe there are no Eidim. So Eidus goes hand in hand with Das. Maybe one could have argued the following. But if you assume it's main Kesef, nothing to discuss. If you assume that it's a Hakna mi Das, maybe to consummate that das, you require Eidos Lekiyam Adavar. So if I were to tell you that the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid regarding Eidos Lekiyam Adavar, the first thing probably would come to mind is opposite, no? But according to the Rav, you shouldn't require Yisukim Adam, and according to the Rambam, maybe, right? And the Rambam writes absolutely not, and the Rav writes yes. Why the Rambam writes not, ain't Sarach Edim? So that's no Kasha. It's no Gzerish Shabbat. Das. No. When did we see in Yisukim Adam? Das of Dover Shabarava. It's not so complicated. Das Dover Shabarava requires Yisukim Adam. Das Hafla or Das Mecca from Emkar does not require Eidus Lekim Adavar. Finished. No? Yeah, you're right that Eidus is a function of Das, but right, not everything that requires Das requires Eidus. Everything that requires Eidus requires Das. But not every level or form of Das requires Eidus Lekim Adavar. So good, so the Rambam writes Chalipin is an independent Kenyan. And it's not related to Kesef. And even though Kesef works when it comes to Shichur Eved, Chalipin doesn't work when it comes to Shichur Eved. Even though Kesef works when it comes to Katna, it's not true when it comes to Chalipin. It requires Das. But Das, Me'akach HaMemkar, it's not required. It's the Kimad Avar. So that's good. And what about according to the Ravid? How do you understand the Ravid Shita that Chalipin is Mitam Kesef and Chalipin requires that it's the Kimad Avar? Forget about our whole Lumdus. No, just simply, the Ravid always says Chalipin is like Kesef. Cotton Khalif is like Kesef, Eber Khalif is like Kesef. And all of a sudden you need Edim? Oh, Kesef doesn't need Edim. So the Rabbi doesn't explain. But if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Baba Basra, Daf Mem Amar Aleph, Shita Mekubetzes says the following, Vizeh Lashon HaRaivu. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes HaRaivu. And that pretty much explains it. The Ravid begins by saying the following: Ha darminan, that kinyan is to be done bifnei edim. First, the Ravid writes the following: Lav mipachad ksiru. Lav mipachad ksiru. What does that mean? It's not mipachad ksiru. Lamdus, what's that called? It's not that you need edus with your hadava, right? That's a sin kedushin hadav. Right, Laman Hamad Bayes. Why do you have Edim sometimes in cases of Dinam Amanos? Because Lo Ivr Sade El Shakri. That's the quote from the Gemara, no? Because how else are you going to prevent Sheker? Right, the guy will deny it outright tomorrow, and how are you going to prove the case? So therefore, let Edim be there in order to avoid Sheker. So when the Ravid writes the following, Lav Mipachat Kfiru, that means it's not for the purpose of Bira Dabar, Ela She'en Miskayim Hamaisa Ela Bishnayim. Lo Miskayim Hamaisa, it's Edus Lekima Dabar. So the Ravid is explicit. You require Edus Lekima Dabar for the Kinyan Chalipin. Why is that true? Why do you need Edus Lekima Dabar? So the Ravid is going to have to say something sensational to explain why it is the Kimmer. After all, this isn't considered to be Tom Kesef, no? So, the Rav just writes a simple line, because Shalom be'edim, if no Edim are present, Mechse kechucha v'atlula. That's the Rav. Mechse kechucha v'atlula. Looks ridiculous. It looks ridiculous. That's what the Rav writes. Shalom be'edim, Mechse kechucha v'atlula. In other words, the Ravid admits that the Ikar Hadin, conceptually, you shouldn't need Edim whatsoever. This is not Bira, this is Edus Lekim Adavar. Why should you require Edus Lekim Adavar when it comes to Chalipin? The answer is the following. Right? If I'm purchasing your object and I pay you for it, that's normal. That's normal, no? Well, how else do you buy something? Here, I am acquiring your object by doing what? By doing what? Someone takes a handkerchief. Right, and hands it, either the koner or the matne. Right, according to Levi, the matne takes this handkerchief, gives it to you, and you acquire right, this field. How does that work? Right. You ask a person, what are they doing at the chasen tish with the handkerchief or the pen? They'll probably say, oh, something religious. This is a kinyan, right? It looks like it's a ritual. How is that considered to be a kinyan? Right, there was no matan mos, there was no hafnasa rishus, there's no chayfet, there's nothing. So the Ravid writes, because of that, I insist on Edus Lekim Adavar. Because it looks like a mockery. There's no change of money. There's no change of hands. There's no chayfet. Nothing's there. So mechtiachuch avatmulo. That's what the Ravid writes. You see why the Ravid has to assume that that's true. Because the Ravid is assuming that Khalifin is mitam kesef. And therefore, meikar hadin to insist on edus lekima davar sounds very unlikely. So that's what the Ravid writes. Shlo beide mechtiachuch avatmulo. And the Ravid even goes a step further. There are different types of Khalifin, no? There could be Khalifin which is shava b'shava. And there could be chalipin where that's not true at all. Sometimes you can have a real case of a chalipin, a machlif parva chamor. No? Machlif parva chamor. I'll take your chamor, you take my para. Good. And then you can have a chalipin which is like a kinyan sudar. No? A kinyan sudar. The husband is obligating himself to the ksuva, the tosefis ksuva, the nadunya, and everything that's written in the ksuva, and what is he getting in return? A little piece of cloth. No, that's not shava b'shava at all. The Ravid goes a step further. The only time you're getting this lekiyam davar is for the latter case. If it's a real case of khalif and shava b'shava, like bartering, you don't need it as lekiyam davar. That's not chuchav atzlula. Right. You take this and I take this, that seems to be okay. I want to purchase your field and I give you a magnificent diamond ring. That looks okay to me. Right? I'm getting this and you're getting that. But if you're dealing with a case where it doesn't have that appearance whatsoever, that's where the Ravid writes that I insist that there has to be some form of edus lekiyam davar to shore up. Right, this kinyan, that it's not just simply considered to be mechtiachuch avatmulo. See, that's the chiddush of the Ravid. It's a form in that sense of a kinyan kesef, and therefore mikar hadin, why should one distinguish between one case versus another? Right? And then you understand why in fact that should work. So if you assume that again, that chalipin is considered to be, right, a form of a hakna midas, so therefore, that will account for, right, many, many of these differences. You understand one possibility why, right, Edim, issue of Edus Lekiyam Davar, the possibility, right, why Chalipin is good Lekayim Kol Davar, after all, Ben Mekarka Ben Metalton, because Hakna Midas is relevant in both cases, why the Schus Chazar is different, why Katan is different, and again, how it impacts on our Gemara. Tosus points out in Dav Ches, we'll have to see this tomorrow, Shir, just the following. Are there certain limitations to a kinyan chalipin? Chalipin is good to be kone an eved knani, to be kone karka, to be kone metaltalin. Right? A lot of cases, no? Here Tosus writes the following, Chesam and Alpha, second Tosus, Ein eved ivri nikne bekesef. Not true when it comes to an Eved Ivri. Can't be called an Eved Ivri. Eved Knani, yes. An Eved Ivri, no. Why, in fact, should that be true? So that's the limitation that Tosus has when it comes to a Kinyan Chalipin. If you look in the Tosus in Erechin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Tosus has another case where Chalipin is not good. That's when it comes to Matana Manas Lahaksi. Chalipin is not good for Matana Manas Lahaksi. If you look in the Tosus a little bit later, and Daf Chav Zayin, Tosus points out another possibility, Schirus. Chav Zayin, after Masmo Umakoma Miskar, Tosus says, the Chiddush V'Shema Schirus Ein Nikne B'Chalipin. Interesting. So Tosus has three cases where he thinks Chalipin does not work. Three different Tosuses, no? Tosus Chesem at Aleph, Eved Ivri, Tosus Chavzayim at Aleph, Sirus, Tosus Erech and Aflamid, Matana Manas Lahachse. Three cases where Chalipin does not work. Any Tzad HaShavah Shavahem. And to take a look at the Ktzos, Simen Kuf Tzadihei, Os Ches. there's this misprint in the Ksos. When the Ksos refers you to the Sugin Erechin, it says Daf Nun, it should be Daf Lamed. I assume it's corrected in the new Ksos, but if you use the old Ksos, it's Daf Lamed. That's what the Tosus I mentioned there. So take a look, those three cases. And then we'll have to also see the bottom of this Tosus. No? V'chein hayaragel Rabbeinu Tam, v'shloach harsha b'yad oved kochavim, v'yamakne v'chalipim. Interesting Kiddush, no? You have to read these lines of Tosus. It doesn't seem so clear. What exactly does that mean? No? You want to go ahead and collect something from someone, no? So you're the executive. You're not going to go right and do the legwork, collect the chol. You're going to hire a big guy to do so, no? So, hayirag rabintam lishloach harsha biyanaku. He would go ahead and he would have a harsha empowering the guy to go in to collect his chol. Good? And how would that kinyan be made? That the guy would be empowered to go ahead and do so, they would use the kinyan chalipin. So it also seems to be a very strange thing. No, miu bazet zorich lizor. Be careful. Shlo lichto bekanina mine de ein shlichus is a chiyalaku. The way we have the Tosfos sounds very unusual, no? Rabbi Netan used to go ahead and get this guy, the strong man, now to be the one who would collect the chov. And what would happen? The person who owed the money would turn and say, who in the world are you? So Rabbi Netan would make a kinyan chalip in order to have a harsha. No? That, what do you mean? He's the Baldavra, this guy. So Tosfos says, no, don't write in the Shtar Harsha that's true, that we made a kinyan appointing you as the representative of the Yisrael, or Rabbeinu Tam. You know why? Because Ein Zechir Shlichus Lakum, because it doesn't work. Sounds a little fishy to Tosfos. No? It doesn't work, so better not write it. Now, if somebody sees you writing it in the document that you empowered this guy, it looks silly, because you can't empower the guy. You would have expected Tosfos to say, so therefore, don't do it. It doesn't work. No? Tosfos says that just don't write it. No, lichto v'kanemine. Don't write the words v'kanemine in the shtar. What exactly does Tosfos mean? No? It does work. It doesn't work. If it doesn't work, so how then would it function? Forget about whether it just don't write it. Right, you'll get caught. No, don't do it. No? So take a look. In Chosh Mishpat and Kufchav Gimel, a machlokas between the Sma and the Taz, exactly what this line in Tosfos means. And then take a look at the Ksos. Right. The second half of our Tosus, right, what functions when it comes to a guy and what in fact is not right. So speak about the certain limitations of the Kinyan Chalipin, right, and then the second half of our Tosus as well. So two different Ksos to take a look at for tomorrow. The Ksos brings up the topic of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. It's a chazer the earlier shiur. The Tosus in Bava Metzin Daf Yud, Bitla Shlichus, when the Shlichus is Kayim. It's also relevant for our issue. Okay.